Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Time for the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. Man, we're streaming at 680thefan.com. Get that Fan mobile app driven by Beaver Toyota. And listen on the smart speaker brought to you by South Point Financial Services. 10 o'clock hour on the show. Sponsored by the Haug Barron Law Group. Hopefully your Thursday off to a really good start. And today through the weekend, it's going to be awesome as the Braves take on the Mets. Got Chipper Jones in the house. He's going to join us here in a second. But first, let's get to the big take.
Bucks. Big take.
All right, it's go time. The Braves face the Mets 9 times in the next 15 games. And please don't tell me these games count just as much as the others on the schedule. These games are critical head-to-head matchups that will be the difference in winning the East and making the postseason as a wild card team. How do the Braves go 6-3 in these 9 matchups against the lousy, stinking Mets? Well, I'd say it'd be nice if Acuna was a difference maker in these 9 games. We need to find a way out of the biggest slump of his career. Come on, Ronnie. It's time to do some big things. And Marcelo Ozuna needs to show up. His bat needs to make some noise here in this stretch run. It's been far too quiet this season. Riley, Dansby, and Olsen, man, they can't do it all alone. So hoping Acuna and Ozuna get this thing started. Great to have Chipper Jones in the house today here on the Belue Show. Office has been a buzz this morning, Chipper, waiting on you to show up. How things going, man? What's up?
Going pretty well. Obviously, really tuned in to what the Braves have been doing here recently. And obviously, like you said, 5-game series at Citi Field, New York. It's time to put up or shut up if you're an Atlanta Brave in that clubhouse.
Man, you've been attending a lot of Braves games. How much do you enjoy that?
I'm still affiliated. Obviously, I can't be in the clubhouse or in the batting cages like I was last year with the mandated vaccine thing. That's the best way to get as close to the guys as I can. I still keep in touch with those guys. In fact, exchanged some texts with Austin Riley after he signed his big deal, telling him how proud I was of him and that you need to really go up there and concentrate on setting the tone in New York this weekend.
Yeah, we were all focused on the trade deadline and what Alex would do as far as some deals, getting some new guys in here. And then he pulls a fast one on us. Next thing we know, Riley's signing a 10-year contract. What do you make of the deal? I described it as a win for both sides. Austin gets some money up front that he wouldn't have gotten. And then down the road, the Braves save a little money, apparently.
I think some of the younger guys are kind of learning from some of the older guys, not really wanting to push it to the point that, some of their predecessors did. And obviously being able to have that much money this early on in your career, with a simple signing of his name, he made more money, with the stroke of a pen than I did my whole career, So it's I'm extremely happy for him. He's worked extremely hard. Alex Anthopoulos has done a great job of getting money in front of these young guys and not letting them get to free agency and making sure that we have them for a long, long time and on team-friendly contracts. That's a big thing. When you're talking about Acuna and Albies, Olsen, Riley, I'm sure Max Fried's turn is probably coming here pretty soon. To have those guys all locked up for the next 6, 8, 10 years is certainly a feather in Alex's cap going forward because it allows him flexibility to be able to build around them as well.
Yeah, this young Corey's got locked down. They'll all be there through 25 into 26, I believe it is. So Braves country should be really excited. I mean, you look at the infield, you got your first base, second base, third base locked in for an extended period of time. And, of course, we're all hoping Dansby's going to find a way to re-up also.
Well, it remains to be seen. Obviously, I'm sure that Alex and Dansby have had talks. We're just going to have to see how that all plays out. I'll tell you this. Dansby certainly hasn't hurt his case for you know, being a top five, top six shortstop in the league with the year that he's had this year. He's had, you know, perfect time. We all know he's a great player. I mean, he's always been a solid defender. He's had some swing and miss in the past, but, man, he's worked really hard to get himself up into the 290s, you know, still hitting the ball out of the ballpark and still playing incredible defense.
Alex doing it again, too, at the trade deadline. We needed an outfielder to replace Duvall, a guy that could hit infield. We needed a utility guy working the infield with Ozzy out for apparently the rest of the month. He'll be back in September. And then got a little pitching help. Anthopoulos is amazing.
Well, you knew that they were going to get somebody to compliment Rosario from the right side. That turned out to be Robbie Grossman. Robbie Grossman, all he's got is like a 990 OPS against lefties. So they've got their right-handed complement to Rosario. So you can bet you're going to see a platoon out there in left field. I said all along I thought we needed another arm. What does he do? He goes and gets a closer from the Angels. I've thought a tremendous amount of Iglesias, especially when he was over in Cincinnati. Did a tremendous job. I think he's second or third in saves over the last 5 or 6 years in all of baseball. And so you're getting a quality arm down there at the end of the bullpen. You know, we'll see how it all shakes out as to, you know, who gets the high leverage nod in the eighth and ninth innings.
Yeah, and he's got 3 years left on his deal, so we got Jansen's runs out at the end of the year, 1 year contract. So apparently, we've got Iglesias here is going to be closing out games for the next 2-3 years.
Yep, it's nice to have options A and B down at the end of the bullpen. Obviously, if somebody stumbles, and you know, I mean, Kenley's having a little trouble with the hip. You know, obviously, we don't know with the heart condition and whatnot. It's nice to have a plan B down there if he can't go.
Chipper Jones in the house in studio here on the Buck Belue Show on 680 The Fan. Chipper, any way you can help out Acuna? He's been in a little bit of a funk. I was noticing the home run derby had some pitches in the middle of the plate. He was even fouling some of those back. Just looks like one little adjustment might be able to set him loose. What are you seeing out of Ronald?
Yeah, I've had some conversations with Seitz over the last couple of weeks. There's one thing I noticed on TV is the fact that he is really diving into the pitches, like he's almost stepping at the second base position. So what that is doing to him, it's cutting his swing off. He's getting jammed on pitches basically right down the middle. If we can just get him to the point where he's stepping at the pitcher, or maybe even just a little left of the pitcher, so that when he starts his swing, his hips can open, you're going to see balls start flying out of the ballpark right now. He is really scuffling to keep that. And I don't know, you know, coming off an injury like an ACL, I never had any reservations when I came back from my two ACLs hitting. I did in the field and on the bases until I got used to it. But it seems to me like he's really, I wouldn't say favoring it, but maybe gotten into some bad habits because, you know, of that injury. And, man, it sure would be nice to see the old Ronald Acuna jump back in the saddle this week in Queens, because we certainly need more of a contribution from him than what he's been doing. Hey, look, we all struggle. We all go into slumps. I think, you know, this he's three and a half years into his big league career, and this is really the first time we've talked about him really struggling. So it's going to happen. It happens to everybody. We just got to really – he's got to work to get himself out of it.
The big story with Freddie Freeman, and you were sort of caught right in the middle of it. You didn't get in trouble for any of those comments, did you?
No. I mean, I think that the only time I got in trouble was when I talked about Freddie during the strike. That's when I got in trouble, because I'm not supposed to talk about, you know, any pending free agents during the strike. So Hey, listen.
So he's doing well, but
he's doing great.
Alex got Olsen in here. I think that was the big deal this year. That was the big splash, was making the move to get Olsen in here. And what do you think of the way he's playing?
I think he's done great. Obviously, a ton of extra base hits. There's been some swing and miss at times. But I think he's come in here and done a tremendous job kind of either hitting in front of or hitting behind Austin Riley. It's always a big adjustment when you come to a new team, when you're in a new league, in a different division, especially coming back home. There's got to be a bunch of pressure on him from friends and family coming to games every night. That can be more of a hindrance than,
hey man, can I get four tickets tonight?
Something welcome. So we'll just have to wait and see how things turn out. I think he's got some big moments left on the horizon coming this year, and all it's going to take is one big swing of the bat from Matt Olsen to endear himself to this fan base, and the rest will be history.
All right, what do you think of this Mets down the road? We get them 12 times from here to the end of the season, 9 times in the next 15 games. What do you make of where they're at, and how do you think it's going to play out?
I was very impressed with the Mets when they came to town. I thought it was a great litmus test for both teams when they came to town a few weeks ago. And I even texted Kevin Seitzer. I was like, man, the Mets were better than y'all this weekend. They were better than y'all, but as we all know, there were a bunch of teams that were better than the Braves for the first 4 months of the season last year. There was nobody better than us for the last 2 months. So you really kind of hope that the Mets have peaked, right now. I know that's hard to justify because they're getting Jacob DeGrom back, who, arguably is the best pitcher in baseball. But the Braves are going to have to do what the Mets did to our pitching staff. The Mets made our guys throw a lot of pitches in the first 5 innings. They got into our bullpen, in the 6th and 7th inning. We're going to have to do that to them. We're going to have to get Scherzer out of the game. We're going to have to get DeGrom out of the game. Tywan Walker has pitched extremely well. Bassett pitched really well here in Atlanta. So they've got 5 quality starters, and the first one will be Cookie Carrasco tomorrow. These guys throw strikes. They have swing and miss ability. They play to the strengths of their defense, and they are stingy with each and every at bat at the plate. So this is a very good ball club. They're not going anywhere. They're going to be there right till the end. Hopefully, we can keep them in our sights and jump on them here whenever we get them head to head.
On a lighter note, how'd you enjoy the alumni weekend last weekend? Were you?
It was great. I watched on TV. I had to. I was in Atlantic City at the National Card Show Convention, so I had that appearance on my docket for quite some time, and I couldn't make it back. But always a fun time to see all the greats come back, put the jersey on, the parade and whatnot, walk out on the field. Got a chance to talk to Andrew the other night at the baseball game. So, it's always a good time. I look forward to coming back next year.
Happy for Leo?
Oh, yeah. Leo's great. He's one of the characters, always was one of the characters in our clubhouse. Obviously, did tremendous things with Maddox, Glavine, and Smoltz. Bobby Cox's right-hand man, the rockin' rooster there on the bench, so... good to see him finally get his due and go into the Braves Hall of Fame.
How's the golf game?
The golf game has been pretty solid until yesterday. I played 27 on Tuesday and 27 yesterday, and I never played 2 days in a row. I always have to, give myself some time off, and it showed yesterday. A little spotty.
All right, the Gators now got him a new coach down there. Looks like he's recruiting a little better. Yeah. You're probably anxious to see Mullen head on out the door.
Well, let's look forward. I look forward to seeing what Napier's going to do down there. Obviously, we'll know right away as to what the discipline is like on that football team. I've said for quite some time that it looked like the inmates were kind of running the asylum down there. And we'll see if he instills a little discipline in what's going on. I see he's already kicked a few off the team, and I've been keeping track of some of the four stars that they've been recruiting, getting commitments from, but they still got a long way to go before they catch up to them dogs over in Athens.
A lot of talk about Kirby pulling that game out, Florida game back to Athens, but there is some good news, and for the older people that like going down to Jacksonville, the Gators will keep it there, so it will at least be there every other year.
Right, right. Well, I'd like to see it stay there. I mean, obviously, if
have you done a couple of those?
Oh yeah. I went to high school in Jacksonville. You best believe, heck, the Gators and dogs every once in a while came and worked out on our field. So, it was, it'd be a shame for one team to pull out and not the other. I think we should do it. If one team's going to do it, then we need to do a home and home. Otherwise, let's keep it right there in Jacksonville. It's a staple. I mean, it's been there for as long as I can remember. I know you had some home and homes, right?
We were in Jacksonville 4 years.
You were in Jacksonville for 4 years. Okay, so, man, that was a long time ago. It's been there a long time. I'd hate to see it. I hate to see it go away because I think both fan bases love it. Really, I mean. You know, and now that Georgia's kicking Florida's butt every year, they don't mind going down there as much as they used to.
Yeah, these young folks, they don't care anything about going to the beach, playing golf, hanging out for a few days. They'd rather this thing just stay home and home or go back to that. Chipper, know you're busy. Appreciate your time today. Thanks for hanging out with us.
My pleasure, Buck. Always good to be here.
We'll see you down the road. Yep. Chipper Jones in the house. Coming back, we'll talk about the Bulldogs. Big day as they hit the practice field. I've got a to-do list for the Bulldogs in camp. We'll unveil that next. It's the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right, you can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.
Can we get the music, Nernie?
Good job, Nernie. Great having Chipper in the house today.
We break down this Braves team and this Mets series coming up. Man, it's going to be epic. Can't wait to see, listen to game one tonight right here on The Fan. Home of the world champion Braves right here, 680 The Fan. Go get them, Bravos. Let's take down these lousy, stinking Mets. Now, the original plan, I was going to be in Athens today working the Kirby Smart press conference at 11:45. You can hear it all right here on the Sports Talk home of the Georgia Bulldogs, The Fan. And then work the room as far as they give you access to some of the players on the Bulldog team. But we're still going to be able to get those guys. As we record with some of them, you'll hear some of that on the show coming up in the next couple of days. Just didn't want to miss out on Chipper being in studio. I hope you understand. We're not really missing out on anything. And I'm ready to talk some Georgia football, brother. Let's talk about this Georgia Bulldog camp to-do list as they hit the practice field today for the very first time. All right, the first thing I believe they need to get done is on the offensive side of the ball. They got to solidify this offensive line. And look, the tackle position is looking really secure. You got Broderick Jones looking like he'll be the left tackle. Warren McClendon over there at right tackle. You got Eric Van Pran in the middle at the center spot. Look for him to play at a higher level than he did even last year. So three of the five spots on the offensive line are settled. But you got to settle the offensive guard spot. You're as strong as your weakest link on the offensive line. Now, you got Tate Ratledge, who earned the right guard job coming into last season.
got the start against Clemson, and then 3, 4, 5 plays into that game, injured his foot, and he's been out ever since. Well, reportedly, Tate Ratledge is close to 100% and ready to go back and earn that right guard job, or one of the guard jobs. So that would help things if Ratledge is ready to go again. Then you just got to fill one of the guard spots. Now, in G-Day, you had Xavier Truss, one of the upperclassmen, a guy that's waited his turn, worked tremendously hard, gets a shot to earn that left starting job, left guard job. There's Xavier Truss. So is it going to be Ratledge at right guard, Truss at left guard? Devin Willock, another mountain of a guy, will be competing for one of those spots. You got Warren Erickson, who has done a wonderful job being like the sixth offensive lineman, the first guy in as far as interior offensive line goes. He can play center. He can play guard. He can back up either position. Very valuable guy, this Warren Erickson. And then you got the wild card, the offensive tackle, Amarius Mims. Is Mims at a place where he's ready to maybe slide down, take the guard job this year, and when McClendon moves on, boom, right in at right tackle next season? Now, he flirted with transferring, came back. Keep an eye on Amarius Mims. He's another one could emerge as a starter at one of those guard spots. So, number one, camp to-do list, solidify this offensive line. All right, number two, it's on the defensive side of the ball. You got to coach up these young, inexperienced inside linebackers and get them ready for the Oregon Ducks in the season opening game. Now, you got Jamon Dumas Johnson, who apparently has taken control of one of those inside linebacker jobs. He's a sophomore, and they are really high on him. Dumas Johnson could be the next great inside linebacker for the Dogs. Trez Marshall is a guy many think will earn the other inside linebacker job. He is a fourth-year player, a redshirt junior. He has been around for a long, long time. He's waited patiently, and now he gets his opportunity. But behind those guys, you got a bunch of puppies is what you got. I mean, you got Smile Mondon, who is a young sophomore, inexperienced. You got Xavien Sory, a redshirt freshman, not any experience at all. Guys like that, they have recruited very well at the linebacker spot, and a lot of these guys are so young, they're not ready to play yet. So, Glenn Schumann, you got to get these guys coached up quickly because they're going to rotate in. They're going to get reps. They're going to provide depth. If there's an injury, they're going to have to step in and play. So you got to get these inside backers coached up. My concern against the Ducks is when these young guys get to play. I'm going to put Dumas Johnson in that list. Dumas Johnson, Mondon, Sory. When you get these young dudes in there, they're all geeked up and hyped up. And I'm concerned about the Ducks running a lot of misdirection running plays where you take advantage of the young linebackers' over-aggressiveness. So a little bit of concern about that. Number two, you got to get these inside linebackers coached up. Number three at camp, you got Ringo on one side at cornerback. Who's the other cornerback? This is a big deal, y'all. Is it going to be sophomore Kamari Lassiter, who was running with the ones during the spring? Didn't play in the G-Day game, got dinged up a little bit. So is it going to be Kamari Lassiter, the sophomore? I guess if he falters, you got senior William Poole, who's played a ton of football, primarily at the inside cornerback spot, but he can slide out. You saw him in G-Day opposite Ringo, starting at the outside corner on the other side of the ball. And you got a handful of other young guys, too, that might just emerge as guys that are ready to help you win right now. Nylon Green, Everett, Singletary, two true freshmen that are coming in with a big pedigree, 4- and 5-star ratings. This is a big deal. The quarterback is going to walk up against Georgia in this defense, and they're going to say, okay, where's Ringo? Okay, there's Ringo over there. We're going to attack the corner on the other side of the ball. So you got to get that figured out. Schumann and Muschamp, got to get that figured out. And I think offensively, the other thing on the to-do list is you got to settle in on who's going to be in the wide receiver rotation.
And you know Ad Mitchell can play, and he should be better than he was a year ago. He's come on strong. You got Arik Gilbert now, who apparently is ready to plug and play. Kyaris Jackson, Ladd McConkey, Rosemee Jack Saint, Dom Blaylock, Arian Smith. There are more than a handful of wide receivers that are expecting to go out and play some football this year. So you got to settle in on that wide receiver rotation. And what's your primary formation going to be? Going to be a multiple tight end set? I mean, you got Darnell Washington, you got Brock Bowers. Gilbert could be described as a tight end, so Todd Monken's got to settle in on that. What's going to be our base formation? How many tight ends are we going to have on the field? It'll be interesting. Can't wait to see how this unfolds. So a couple of to-do things on both sides of the ball is the way I'm looking at it. We'll get back to the Bulldogs here coming up in a few moments. Right now, though, heck, let's hit a college football nugget.
Tasty. It's time for the College Football Nugget, presented by your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware. Find your neighborhood store at acehardware.com.
Got a couple of stories coming out of Alabama. Wanted to hit these. Nick Saban describing last year for Alabama as, and I quote, a rebuilding year. I mean, this is when you got it going good. When you're winning the SEC championship and you move on to play for the Natty and it's a rebuilding year, that's when you got it going on, folks. Or is it just an excuse for losing to Georgia in the national championship game? See, I thought the excuse was that Alabama had some receivers that were injured. And that was the reason why Georgia won the Natty. Now we're finding out, no, it wasn't that. It was sort of a rebuilding year, as Nick Saban was saying. And he put it on the six underclassmen that left early to go to the NFL. That's what it's really about. Those are the guys to blame for coming up short in that national championship game. They left a void that we couldn't fill. Well, I'll tell you what, Alabama's the heavy favorite this year. Everybody picking Alabama to win the national title. Saban saying, in this camp for Alabama, he's looking to find what kind of competitive character the team has. What the culture's going to be like with this team. It seems to change every year with new personalities taking over the leadership role. And then he's anxious to see who the leaders were going to be this coming season. Thinking about Eli Gold, man, the play-by-play man for Alabama. He's called these Alabama games for over three decades. Eli Gold's going to miss the start of the season with some health issues. So thoughts and prayers going out to Eli. Chris Stewart's going to take over and call the Alabama games until Eli Gold is back. And Stewart, he's been play-by-play guy for Alabama's basketball team for 20 years. Maybe it's just Eli saying, you know what, September didn't have a lot of, we're just going to roll right through September. And we got Utah State, Louisiana Monroe, and Vanderbilt. There's that trip to Austin, Texas in there.
So he's back for that, what is it, the third Saturday in October?
Yeah.
By the time Tennessee's in there.
Maybe it's just Eli saying, you know, I won't take the first month off. I'll be back in October when these real games get started. And look, if I'm going to mention Alabama and the Nuggets, then I want to bring up Auburn. News coming out of Auburn today that one of their quarterbacks, now he hadn't been named the starting quarterback yet, TJ Finley, has signed an NIL deal with Amazon. It's a pretty sweet deal here. He's going to be selling custom apparel, promoting merch on demand on Amazon. And reportedly, TJ Finley, Nerney's got 26 items of apparel that he's going to be selling, everything from hoodies to T-shirts to hats. And you know what I'm thinking is, Don't you really need to do something before you break out an apparel line? I'm just saying.
Buck, I'm not, like, you know, really up to date on fashion here in 2022, but I don't know if I can name 26 different pieces of apparel. I mean, have you got socks, shorts, pants,
T-shirts, hoodies?
Yeah, I don't know. I could probably come up with maybe 11 or 12.
Sweatbands. But don't you have to do something before you start selling merch? I'm just saying. I mean, the last time I saw T.J. Finley, they were in the bowl game. They were losing. They had a chance to drive down the field and score and escape with a victory. And he was throwing these, like these slant routes, and he was looking like he was trying to throw at 100 miles an hour. How about a catchable ball, T.J. Finley? I mean, don't you have to do something before you start selling something?
Yeah, Buck, you mentioned he's selling 26 pieces of apparel. Does T.J. Finley even have 26 completions in his entire career?
Well, if he would throw a catchable ball, they might be able to catch it on these underneath routes. I mean, I'm not sure what the quarterback coach is teaching him over there. He's trying to throw it through a brick wall. No way the running back can catch that little underneath arrow route, delay route, when you're throwing it 100 miles an hour. Come on, T.J. I mean, who's coaching him over there? Harson. They're your college football nuggets. Hey, I tell you, Chipper Jones was generous enough to come in and sit down and talk Braves baseball in studio today. But he was also generous enough to sign an autograph, a baseball. And we want to give that away to one of our listeners right now. 404-231-1680, the number. A. Cock, let's take the 10th caller for the Chipper Jones autograph baseball. 404-231-1680, the number. We appreciate you listening to the Buck Belue Show Monday through Friday, 10 to 11, here on The Fan. We appreciate you. And occasionally we want to bribe you. And so we'll do it with an autographed Chipper Jones baseball today. The 10th caller, 404-231-1680, the number. And Acock, don't try to pull a fast one. Try to slip that thing out of here today. The Hall of Famer, 8-time All-Star in the house today. That was pretty awesome. Have you heard about the podcast, The Podcast Park? We've got it for you. It's brought to you by Associated Credit Union. Go to thepodcastpark.com, and at The Podcast Park, you can check them all out. A lot of the on-air hosts have individual podcasts, like Turnoff's got two or three of these things, the best I can tell. The Daily Ten's one of them. Got Kevin McAlpin, The Frozen Rope. He's even calling himself The Frozen Rope. We've got the 643 podcast with Dylan Short, Michael Rothstein with the Falcons podcast From the Perch. And I've got Buck's Beat, and appreciate Finn promoting that a little bit when he does this read on the Locker Room Show. Finn, we appreciate you very much, brother. This week is a conversation with John Smoltz. We're talking Braves baseball, episode 66. And I hope you'll check that out. As far as the podcasts go, from the Braves to the Dogs to the Falcons, man, we got you covered. The Podcast Park, you can find it, or wherever it is you get your podcast, Apple, Spotify, wherever that might be. Let's get to the Bulldog Roundtable.
The Fan is proud to be the official sports talk station of the Dogs, and it's time for Bulldog Roundtable with Buck Belue.
25-20, far sideline, 15, 10, 5, get in there!
Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's own credit union, Hal Glogwood, Georgia Pack and Load, AAA, and by attorney Ken Nugent.
And that's going to be the ball game. Georgia will win this ball game.
Only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Fans, we are now 30 days away from kickoff for the 2022 season. Oregon Ducks are making the cross-country flight, going to line and tee it up against the Bulldogs down at MBS in downtown Atlanta, and we're 30 days away. How do I know this? Well, Road Dog has got the countdown going on the Bulldog Roundtable. Today is number 30, and there have been a lot of outstanding Bulldogs that have worn number 30. Road Dog picked out the kicker, Billy Bennett.
How many days until the Dogs open up against Oregon in the Chick-fil-A kickoff game?
Now, we're only 7.5 yards back. We're on the 22.5. Alabama's got 8 men on the line. We're going to try to win it right here. We kick it up, and it's looking all right. Yeah, I think yes. Billy Bennett stuck it up in there with 38 seconds, and we took the lead back 27-25.
Yeah, Billy Bennett, man, he got it done. He still holds 9 records at Georgia, the SEC, and the NCAA. He had 6 field goals in one game, 31 field goals in a season, 87 field goals for his career, and his field goal percentage in a season, a record 92.8%. Billy Bennett, one of the great Georgia specialists that have come through Athens. Some other number 30s, and I wanted to mention a couple of them. One was my teammate, Scott Williams, wore number 30. And Scott has moved on to greatness in the business world, working with the SEC Network, associated with the Atlanta Braves. Scott Williams, we love you, man, and loved you when you were wearing that number 30. Rodney Hampton, Keith Henderson was a big-timer. I saw him this past weekend, one of the Four Horsemen. Back in the day, Bruce Kemp wore number 30. And how about Will Muschamp, the Bulldogs' co-defensive coordinator? Also wore number 30 when he was playing safety.
And shout out to our old friend Keelan Johnson.
Yeah, Keelan Johnson wearing number 30.
I still remember when Keelan intercepted the ball 3 times against Auburn to steal the victory. It was quite a...
I hope Keelan's doing fine. We hadn't seen him lately. Hope he's doing good. All right, camp getting underway for the Dogs, and I came up with a quick list for you as far as guys who could be breakout players for the Dogs. Got a couple on both sides of the ball. Offensively, man, I'm thinking Arik Gilbert's going to be a breakout player for the Georgia on offense. You saw him in G-Day, sort of the player of the game in the G-Day scrimmage this spring. Big receiver, very talented guy, did not play last season. Look for him to break out this year. They're going to get him some targets. And with Brock Bowers getting some double coverage, I'm looking for Gilbert to step out and have a big season. I'm going to say Darnell Washington has a big year. Another tight end who a year ago was injured coming into the year. I believe it was a foot injury for Darnell, 00, and really never got back on track. And so I think, yeah, you look at Darnell Washington as a guy that could be a breakout player offensively for Georgia. Got to stay healthy. Hopefully he can get through camp and be ready for the season opening game. He could have a big year. Arian Smith is another wide receiver, a track guy, did some awesome things in the indoor season. And we've seen him a little bit the last 2 years for Georgia, where when they do get him the ball, he's a big play waiting to happen. So Gilbert, Washington, and Smith on the offensive side, looking at those three as being breakout players. Defensively, Tyrion Ingram Dawkins. I think he's got a shot to end up being the starter at the defensive end spot for Georgia. And there's some big shoes to fill for the number one pick in the draft that has moved on to play for the Jaguars. Now we got Ingram Dawkins needing to fill the void there at the defensive end spot. Mentioned Dumas Johnson earlier in the segment. I think he's going to be a thumper at that inside linebacker spot. And looking for him to be a breakout player, too. And I'm hoping Kamari Lassiter is going to be a breakout player at the cornerback opposite Ringo. But there are a ton of these true freshmen and second-year guys like Smile Mondon could be in that category. You look at some of the true freshmen like Malachi Starks, Michael Williams, Marvin Jones Jr. Keep an eye on these young studs. There might be one, maybe even two, that show them that they're ready to help them win big football games this season. Do you know when the Braves score, you score at Express Oil Change, get you a full-service oil change when the Braves score and win big all season long with the Atlanta Braves? So keep track of what's going on in this Mets series. Hopefully, we'll win 10-0 tonight, and then tomorrow at Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers, you'll get $10 off. Tell you, man, money's money. Save all you can these days. and Express helps you do that. We'll come back with another big segment coming up next. Buck Ballew Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. A special shout out birthday to Mickey Himes, who sponsors my Bucks Beat podcast. Appreciate Mickey. I believe he was 29 again today. Mickey Himes, and hoping Mickey has a great birthday. Mickey, if you're looking for a property up at Lake Lanier or a home up 400, he's a no-brainer. Looking to win in multiple offer situations? Get Mickey. Looking to sell fast with a guaranteed offer? Get Mickey. Call 678-341-7474 and wish Mickey Himes a great birthday. Let's chop it up for a minute.
Time to talk Braves. Let's chop it up. Presented by Haug Law Group, your local personal injury attorneys. HaugLawGroup.com.
All right, it is the series we've been looking forward to. Braves and Mets. Sort of a crazy, unusual five-game series where rarely do you see anything like this, but I'm loving it. I don't know about you.
The Braves never lose!
7:10 first pitch tonight. You'll hear it on the home of the Braves, 680 The Fan. And Kyle Wright gets the rock for the Braves in game one. Let's hear from Wright talking about this Mets series.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely a big one. You know, we always talk about how they all matter, but these, you know, ultimately count for two, and we know how good they are, so it's going to be a tough series, but you know, I feel like we're in a good spot. I feel like we're playing good baseball, so you know, anything can happen, but we're going to have to play our best for sure.
Yeah, and we hope Kyle has his good stuff out there tonight, because you look at this Mets lineup, which I've been doing, and the Mets lineup, you immediately look to see what Lindor is doing, right? I mean, he's the star player, the big money guy, hitting third in the lineup. He's hitting nine games in a row. He's hot. He's swinging a hot bat right now. He's hit a home run in three of his last four games. So, Kyle Wright, be careful with Lindor, especially with runners on. And then you got the big bomber, Pete Alonso, hitting behind Lindor. And Alonso's got it going on, too. Since you saw him in that home run derby in the All-Star game, he's hit in seven of his last 10 games since the All-Star break. He's got three bombs in that streak also. So beware, the Mets' big hitters, Lindor and Alonso, are confident and swinging a hot bat right now. Now, we got some guys swinging a hot bat, too. Riley's killing it. He's hitting 24 of his last 25 games. Got Swanson doing great things. I tell you, man, we got to get Acuna and Ozuna going, as I mentioned earlier in the show. Ozuna getting close, apparently. Three-hit game against the Phillies with a home run. And Acuna hitting 205 since the break. Last home run was July the 8th. So our research staff with the Ballew Show telling me that he's gone 19 games and 72 at-bats without a home run. Come on, man. Got to get you going, Ronnie. We need you in the worst way here down the stretch. And the final word today, my homies down in Valdosta are upset as one of their top players, Gabriel Harris, has been ruled ineligible
for transferring in from Thomasville ruled ineligible, and the people in Valdosta are hot. In fact, they're appealing this. And do you know you won't hear what the appeal decision is until 3 days before the season kicks off? I mean, can't we get it done faster than that? I mean, it's got something to do with a move, a change of residence to the school district. It just seems like a lot of these decisions are, well, anti-Valdosta. People a little upset down there, I'm just saying. Gabriel Harris, by the way, the young fellow that's ruled ineligible, I believe is already verbally committed to Georgia. So one of the important players. We're going to have high school football here very soon. We get NFL football tonight with a Hall of Fame game. And so football season's here. Want to thank Chipper Jones for his time. We appreciate Chipper coming in today and doing the show live in studio. Nick and Chris are coming up next. Have a great rest of the day, everybody.
Thank you, Buck.
Okay, thanks a lot, Buck.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.